Good afternoon to you all. Isn't it strange how you get to the feast and you hear the first few messages and you suddenly think, well, there's a theme coming out here and I'm not going to deviate from that theme. In the autobiography of Mr. Herbert W. Armstrong, in Volume 1, Chapter 2, Mr. Armstrong stated that the second law of success is education. The specific specialized education and training needed for success in a chosen goal, in addition to the general balanced education one needs to develop the whole person. However, when one considers the topic of education during the 19th, 20th, and the early 21st centuries, teaching was taken way out of the home. Many people came to believe that education was the responsibility of the state. Indeed, shortly before the feast, a news article in the prophetic news column of the church webpage was introduced with the headline, and I quote, "Christians warned to pull kids from public schools." That was from WorldNet Daily, and that was dated the 10th of September. In this headline, kids refers to children, not to young goats. Although one could be excused for not realising this from the behaviour of many children who are educated in the state education system. The article went on to say, imagine an America in which all children are educated according to biblical Christian principles instead of modern, secular, liberal values. For Chaplain E. Ray Moore, who is a Lieutenant General in the United States Army Reserve, retired, such a scenario is not just possible, but essential if Christians wish to reclaim the American culture. Well, we're here, and this time pictures the time when the Kingdom of God has actually been established on this earth. So now that the Kingdom of God has been established here on earth, education is to be, to a far greater extent, a family-oriented occurrence. Education throughout the millennium will predominantly be family-based. When we look into Scripture, we find many examples, particularly in the book of Proverbs, of family-oriented instruction, with admonitions such as, my son, hear the instruction of your father, and forsake not the law of your mother. And that is found in Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 6. And similarly, a few pages further on, you come to, my son, keep your father's commandment and forsake not the law of your mother. That's in Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 20. So today it is my intention to bring before us all the fact that in the millennium, the time that these days picture, education will be not primarily be in a school situation. Much of it will be in the home. In much of history of the world, schooling was mainly carried out in the home. It will be like this when the Kingdom of God is once again the supreme authority on this earth. Family-based education does have some remarkable benefits if it is done properly. And in the millennium, we will be there to see that it is done properly. On page 64 of Mr. Armstrong's book, Tomorrow, What It Will Be Like, Mr. Armstrong wrote, one of the great problems facing the returning glorified Christ will be that of re-educating supposedly educated. These minds, and they are indeed the world's finest and best minds, have become so perverted with false education that they will be unable to accept the truth until they first unlearn error. And it is at least 10 times more difficult to unlearn error firmly established in the mind than it is to start from scratch and learn the truth. On page 53 of the same book, Mr. Armstrong states that Elijah will be over all organized church, religious and educational activity. He went on to say that actually the gospel and religious development is merely spiritual education. And it is significant that Elijah had organized and headed three schools or colleges at Bethel, Jericho, and Gilgal, teaching God's truth in a world corrupted by false pagan religion. If we now turn to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6 and read verses 1 to 9, we find that parents are told to instruct their children in the laws and the commandments of God. This is what had been taken from parents in the 2.5 centuries that preceded our Saviour's return to this earth. With many in the teaching profession seeing themselves as opinion formers rather than allowing parents to mould the minds of their offspring. Indeed, the former United States National Education Authority President, Catherine Barrett, is reported as saying that the teacher can rise to his true calling. More than a dispenser of information, the teacher will be a conveyor of values, a philosopher. We will be agents of change. However, here in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and beginning in verse 1, we read these words. Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Eternal your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whither you go to possess it, that you might fear the Eternal your God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, you and your sons' sons, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with you, and that you may increase mightily in the Eternal your God, mightily as the Eternal your God of your fathers has promised you, in the land that flows with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Eternal our God is one eternal, and you shall love the Eternal your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words which I command you this day shall be in your heart, in verse 7, and you shall teach them diligently unto your children, and talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. And you shall bind them for a sign upon your hands, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. Here in this passage, we see that God intended that parents should teach their children all his laws, commandments, and statutes. It is parents who had been charged to be the opinion formers of their offspring. It is parents who are to be the agents of change insofar as they are training their children to be obedient to them and to God. King Solomon, when he collated the Proverbs that are found in the section of Scripture under that name, in verse 6 of chapter 22, he gave parents a really challenging task and the reward that goes with the successful accomplishment of that task. It has been said by some, "Give me a child until he is 7, and I will give you the man." This humanly devised proverb is borne out by the words that we find in Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6, where we read these words. "Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." So here we see again that there does appear to be a much greater family involvement in the rearing and educating of children than many of the so-called elite of the past 2.5 centuries prior to the return of Jesus Christ to this earth had really believed. And remember that we, if we have properly completed our training, will be on hand to assist by scaring the living daylights out of the parents when they do it wrong and say, "Here, come on, this is a way to do it." In the personal of the Good News of April 1984, Mr. Armstrong wrote that true education must show how to become physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually mature. Yet no school, college, or university on earth, save Ambassador College, so far as I know, offers young people this full and complete and balanced type of education. Then, of course, there is the weekly gathering each Sabbath. At this time, when the kingdom has been established, we will be there in teaching mode. Teachings that the Sabbath must be observed as a holy convocation. Here is where the church involvement will be most apparent. In the booklet, Your Awesome Future, there is a section headed The Missing Dimension in Knowledge. It will be part of our job in the kingdom to ensure that this missing dimension of knowledge is fully understood and revealed to both children and their parents. We will be ensuring that people know why they were born, where they are going, and how they should behave in order to achieve that wonderful goal. If we turn on now to Micah chapter 4 and verses 1 to 4, one of the duties of the church in the millennium will be to educate people. Education will be one of the main tasks of the church, teaching both the adult population and their children. We will be ensuring that the whole population is taught the way of life that leads to abundant well-being, with the blessings being granted to as many who are willing to obey. Remember too, that as the children of God and the bride of Christ, we are part of the God family, and people will come to us to be taught the ways of God. In the book of Micah, beginning in chapter 4, verses 1 to 4, we read these words. But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Eternal shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and the people shall flow unto it. And many nations shall come and say, Come and let us go up to the mountain of the Eternal, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law shall go forth from Zion, and the word of the Eternal from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among many people, and rebuke strong nations afar off. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall he learn war any more. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Eternal of hosts has spoken this. With true education available to everyone, the result will be the way of life that produces peace and happiness, abundance and prosperity for all, and blessings without limit. I doubt that we'll have to remind people too often of the words found in Deuteronomy. Only take heed to yourself, and keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things which your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life. But teach them to your sons, and to your sons' sons. For those who are interested, that's Deuteronomy 4, verse 9. And to a large extent, education will be back in the family. And as said before, therefore shall you lay these words in your heart, and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, and that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And you shall teach them your children, speaking of them when you sit in your home, and when you walk it by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. And you shall write them upon the posts of your house and upon your gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, and the land that the Eternal swore unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. It is part of our future to ensure that real education is restored to the family, so that the young and old may reap the true blessings that come from obedience and genuine knowledge of God's laws. It is up to us, when we are there, leading and teaching the people, to ensure that the family teaches the children so that everyone can benefit from observing God's laws.